Blog Talk Radio.
Every morning, when your feet hit the floor, tell yourself today is the day. Today is the day I will be at my peak. Today is the day I will set my life up to win. Set my future up for success. Today is the day I plant seeds that will grow into greatness in my future. Today I will give my all every minute, every moment, with everyone I encounter. To live a great life, you got to get your mornings right.
Don't just wander out of bed and throw yourself aimlessly into the drama of this world. Set your foundation for a strong day, which will lead to better habits and, in time, a better life. Get up with purpose and develop a routine that works for you, body moving. Create a habit that builds a strong body and a strong mind. Be grateful. Spend at least a few minutes in appreciation for all the things you do have and for all the opportunities that are coming your way today.
Thank you for this day. Thank you, I'm alive. Thank you, I'm healthy. Thank you for my family. Thank you for my tribe, my passion. Thank you for the opportunities coming my way today. I am right.
Set your goals and intentions for the day. No one will reach their most sought-after destination if they don't know where that place is. What are you going to accomplish today? What miracles are you going to create today? Write them down. Believe you can do it and get to work.
Start your day with power and attention. You will live your life in strength and direction.
This is my day. I control how I react to everything today. Today I will plant seeds for my future. Today I am alive. Today I am grateful. Today I look for the good. Today I notice opportunities. Today I execute.
Visualize what you want from this day. Believe great things are coming. Meditate. Clear your mind of all negativity. This is your day. Set your life up to win.
How you start your day often determines how you live your day. How you start your day determines your future. How you start your days consistently determines the quality of your life.
You must set up a morning routine that gets you in a strong, positive mind frame, ready for anything this peg will throw your way.
Ask yourself the most important questions of all. If today were my last day on this earth, how do I want to live it? What example will I set? How will I treat others? Do not let your dreams go up in smoke. You have opportunity this day to make it your greatest day ever, even if nothing comes this day. Your attitude will be better than any other day, and that alone will lead to great things. You just keep doing it every day, growing, falling, giving your all, and you will achieve great things. I guarantee you,
the best day of your life, that day is today. Today is your chance to become who you were designed to become. To do better. To be better. Today will be the greatest day of my life. Today I am on purpose.
Show me a successful person that seamlessly gets out of bed, wanders out to the crazy world, and succeeds at a high level. They only exist. Get yourself together in the morning. Get up early. There's a reason why so many people get up earlier than the rest. No one can follow them. So the morning is the best time to think without distraction, to create, to set goals, and to clear your mind of any doubt or negativity.
Do what works for you. Just build a strong foundation early in the morning. A strong foundation that will lead to a strong life.
The first thing I do when I get up each morning is say thank you. Nothing in this world will get you in a stronger, clearer state of mind than starting your day with gratitude. Gratitude is not for every now and then. It's for every single day. Gratitude is not for weirdos. It's for winners. Successful people are grateful people.
Stay away from social media and news.
There's plenty of time to fry your brain for the rest of the day. The morning is time to clear your mind of clutter and power it up with positive, powerful thoughts. If it works for you, get in some affirmation. Develop a mindset and belief of a winner. Saying like you already have. Believe like you will get it. Know that it will come if you keep working toward it, if you keep finding out how you can get it. Prepare your meals for the day. Your body is your temple. Don't get stuck and have to feed it garbage. Your temple deserves solid foundation. Strong food, strong body. Strong body, strong mind. Strong mind, strong human. Today will be the greatest day of my life. Today I am on purpose. Those who live great lives know the power of the morning. The power of creating strong habits in the morning. A morning routine that will set you up for an unbreakable day.
Enough, another day, and like it said, does anybody care? Sing more of what I'm missing.
DanMedia.com for other fine programs.
Audible hopes you have enjoyed this program.
This is Audible.
Gildan Media proudly presents Gildan Seminars, original lectures containing essential information that can be applied to every facet of life and business. Gildan Media presents Gildan Seminars, 3 Steps to Success by Joseph Murphy.
Success means successful living. The long period of peace, joy, and happiness on this plane may be termed success. There is no success without peace of mind. If you have ulcers and high blood pressure, that's certainly not successful living. That's failure. The eternal experience of harmony, health, peace, wholeness is the everlasting life spoken of in the Bible. The real things of life, such as peace, harmony, integrity, security, and happiness, are intangible. They come from the world within. The outside world will not give it to you. They come from the deep self of man. Meditating on these qualities builds these treasures of heaven in your subconscious mind. It is where moth and rust do not consume, where thieves do not break through and steal. There are 3 steps to success. The first step to success is to find out the thing you love to do and then do it. Now, that's simple. Success is in loving your work. If you don't love your work, you're certainly a failure. You're not success. Although, if a man is a psychiatrist, it is not adequate for him to get a diploma and place it on the wall. He must keep up with the time, attend conventions, study, continue studying the mind and its working. The successful psychiatrist visits clinics, reads the latest scientific article. In other words, he's informed on the most advanced methods of alleviating human suffering. The successful psychiatrist or doctor must have the interest of his patients at heart. If he doesn't, he's really a failure. Someone may say, how can I put the first step into operation? I do not know what I should do. In such a case, pray for guidance as follows. It's very simple. The infinite intelligence of my subconscious mind reveals to me my true place in life, where I am doing what I love to do, divinely happy and divinely prosperous. Repeat this prayer quietly, positively, and lovingly to your deeper mind. As you persist with faith and confidence, the answer will come to you as a feeling, a hunch, or a tendency in a certain direction. Like a boy in college, he's studying philosophy. All of a sudden, he stops, and he changes over to medicine or something. And because he has asked for guidance to his true place in life, it will come to you clearly and in peace, and as an inner silent awareness, an inner silent knowing of the soul, whereby you know that you know. The second step to success is to specialize in some particular branch of work, and know more about it than anyone else. For example, if a young man chooses chemistry as his profession, he should concentrate on one of the many branches in this field. There's pharmaceutical chemistry, analytical chemistry, and biochemistry, and so on. He should give all of his time and attention to his chosen specialty. If he's studying electronics, well, there are many forms of it, and men may specialize in different ways. He should become sufficiently enthusiastic to try to know all there is available about his field. If possible, he should know more than anyone else in that particular field because he's specializing. The young man should become ardently interested in his work and should desire to serve mankind. He that is greatest among you, let him become your servant. There is a great contrast in this attitude of mind in comparison to that of the man who only wants to make a living or just get by. Getting by is not true success. That's mediocrity. Man's motive must be greater, nobler, and more altruistic. He must serve others, thereby casting his bread upon the waters of his mind. The third step is the most important one of all. You must be sure that the thing you want to do does not redound to your success only. Your desire must not be selfish. It must benefit humanity. The path of a complete circuit must be formed. The circle must be formed.
In other words, your idea must go forth with the purpose of blessing or serving the world. It will then come back to you, pressed down, shaken together, and running over. Might be a book you write which will lift up mankind. It might be some great music. You may have an idea like Edison that will light up the world, you know. If it is to benefit yourself exclusively, the circle or complete circuit is not formed. And you may experience a short circuit in your life which may consist of limitation or sickness. Some people may say, oh yes, but Mr. James made a fortune or John Jones made a fortune in selling fraudulent oil stock. A man may seem to succeed for a while, but the money he obtained by fraud usually takes wings and flies away. When we rob from another, we rob from ourselves because we are in a mood of lack and limitation, which may manifest itself in our body, home life, and affairs. When we steal from another, we impoverish ourselves and attract all manner of limitation to us. So man doesn't know, in his ignorance, he doesn't know that he's robbing himself. That's how funny it is. What we think and feel, we create. We create what we believe. Even though a man may have accumulated a fortune fraudulently, he is not successful. There is no success without peace of mind. Supposing a man has ulcer to the stomach, high blood pressure, migraine headaches, arthritis, or cancer or something else, and he has $50 million, is he successful? That's not being a success. That's not being a success. He's not successful in the art of living. You're here to live life gloriously. You're here to have peace of mind, love, companionship, right action. You're here to release the imprisoned splendor that is within. You're here to have an inner sense of poise and balance and equilibrium, equanimity and serenity. You're here to express more of God every day. What good is man's accumulated wealth if he cannot sleep nights, is sick, or has a guilt complex? Wealth is not a deterrent to happiness or peace of mind or success or anything else. A man may be worth millions of dollars and be very spiritual, godlike, and some of them are, magnanimous and generous. Many of the multimillionaires in this country and other parts of the world, they scatter, we're told, yet they prosper. They're doing incalculable good. They spend millions for banishing or destroying malaria, building hospitals and many other things. They can't count the millions that come back. Some so-called poor people are very envious and jealous. They're jealous of those who have become successful. They're envious. They impoverish themselves, attracting more lack and limitation themselves. I knew a man in London who told me of his exploits. He had been a professional pickpocket and had amassed a large amount of money. He had a summer home in France and lived in a royal fashion in England. His story was that he was in constant dread of being arrested by Scotland Yard. I was his guest one time in a certain part of London where he was teaching young boys how to pick pockets. Yes, he had many inner disorders which were undoubtedly caused by his constant fear and deep-seated guilt complex. He knew he was doing wrong. He knew he was poisoning the minds of these young boys. He knew they would subsequently end up in jail in London. But you see, he was full of avarice and greed. He wasn't interested in the boys. He was interested in the money they were stealing. They would get a small percentage. This deep sense of guilt attracted all kinds of trouble to him. Subsequently, he voluntarily surrendered to the police and served a prison sentence. After his release from prison, he sought psychological and spiritual counsel and became transformed. He went to work, became an honest, law-abiding citizen. He was able to help others. He found what he loved to do. He was happy. He became transformed by the renewal of his mind. A successful person loves his work and expresses himself fully. Success is contingent upon a higher ideal than the mere accumulation of riches. The man of success is the man who possesses great psychological and spiritual understanding. If you don't have all the money you need to do what you want to do and when you want to do it, you're certainly not a success because you should have all the money you need For your family, your wife, if your wife needs a new car, you should be able as a man to go out and buy one. If your son wants to go to Paris to study music, you should be able to send him there. So you would not be a success except you were able to do all the things that you really want to do when you want to do. Then you're as rich as Greece. And all you have to realize is that God is the source of your supply and all your needs are met at every moment of time and point of space. Write that in your subconscious mind and you'll never want all the days of your life. Many of the great industrialists today depend upon the correct use of their subconscious mind for their success. Many of the great institutions in this country practice the golden rule. They're billion-dollar corporations. And many of you listening to this cassette know exactly who they are. There was an article published years ago about Flagler, an oil magnate. He was poor. He admitted, when he was young, he was very poor, he admitted that the secret of his success was his ability to see a project in its completion. For instance, in his case, he closed his eyes, imagined a big oil industry, saw trains running on the tracks, heard whistles blowing, and saw smoke. Yet he didn't have any money, as he told the reporter, Trickle Experimenter. He was a poor boy, but he knew there was oil in those fields, in those yonder fields, you know. Having seen and felt the fulfillment of his prayer, his subconscious mind brought about this realization. He attracted to himself men with money, engineers, chemists, physicists, oil men, and all the things that were necessary for the unfoldment of his dream.
There's a praise on the inside that I can't keep to myself. A holler stirring up from the depths of my soul. So excuse me if I seem a little giddy or maybe even strange. But praise is the way I say things.